Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Maseches Zvachim Daf Ayin Gimel. The sugi is continuing the question the Gemara had, that the Mishnah says that if you have karbanos and a shara niskel or a chatas hamesa gets mixed in with the karbanos, even if it's 10,000 karbanos and one shara niskel or one chatas hamesa, you have to kill all of them. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, why don't you use the concept of bitul b'raiv? Why don't we say the shar niskel is batul in the raiv of the zvachim and make them all mutter? So the Gemara has two teretzim. One teretz is it's a davar shebeminyan. But that the Gemara had a discussion, what constitutes davar shebeminyan? Something which is normally counted, that as a chashivas, it's not batul. We had a machlokes, is it kol shadarki lamanis? Anything which is usually counted, even if occasionally you'd be able to sell it, not through counting it, you'd be able to sell it through an estimation, but since it's usually counted, that's a davar shebeminyan. So now we understand that shvarim are usually counted. Normally one does not sell shvarim just as an estimated thing. Normally they're sold by individual units. That a davar shebeminyan. But if you say you need eshedarik limanos, something which is exclusively counted, it's not ever sold without a minyan. Shvarim are occasionally sold as a herd with an estimated count without actually counting each one. So the Gemara brought a brisa that hold that there is a tana that according to everyone that tana al kapanim holds kol shedarik limanos, anything which is usually counted is not batal, and the Mishnah would go like that. Tana, that was the first teretz, and the second teretz was Rav Ashi, that even if you hold Darka Limanis is not, does not make it that it shouldn't be batal, you hold like the Rabbanan, that's only the six things, but Balei Chayim are chashiv, any live animal is chashiv, and it's not batal. That's the sugya. Now one nekuda on that sugya, we discussed the concept of Bittul B'raiv at length in the previous year, but just one nekuda is Taisus, the Bamasler Rabbi Huda. That Taisus has a question. We mentioning here the sheet of Rabbi Huda on this inyan of Davar Shebeminyan. Rabbi Huda holds that Min B'minai is not Batul. That's Rabbi Huda's sheet, that Min B'minai is not Batul. So how could Rabbi Huda discuss if it's a Davar Shebeminyan or not? Either way, we're talking about figs that are chuma, and figs that are not chuma, but they're all figs, it's min b'minai is not batul. So Taisus has three terutzim. The first terutz he has is mechalik, and the din of min b'minai between lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish. Like we spoke in the previous year, there are two types of taruvais, there are two types of mixtures that we would say bitul b'raiv. One is a mixture which is called lach b'lach, meaning a physical mixture. That there's actually a combination, a physical combination between the components of the mixture. One of the ingredients is asr, but raiv is mutter. And there, we say bitul b'raiv, and the entire thing becomes mutter. But that's the din of lach b'lach. And then there's another din called yavish b'yavish, where there's no physical mixture. It's only called a teruvus, it's called a mixture, because it's a conceptual mixture. We don't know which one is the isr, which one is the hetter, but each piece is actually staying on its own. That's called yavish b'yavish. So Taisus says that min b'mina lay batal only applies to lach b'lach and does not apply to yavish b'yavish. That's Taisus' first teretz. And later, Taisus was chayzef in that teretz, and Taisus says that no, it applies equally to lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish, but the teretz is that the rule of min b'mina is only when the mevatal could turn into the batal. That's a sugi in Menachos, we won't go into it, b'arichos. But it doesn't fit into the rules of min b'minai because the mevatel, the chulin, can't become chuma. And then another teretz Taisus says is that there's two tanam, alib derbiud, said it b'shem is Rebbe, min b'minai lay batel, but really holds min b'minai is batel. But according to the other two terutzim, there is no chilik lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish. So just the klein shiga arav, the question is, what would be the chilik between lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish? Why would you say that min b'minai lay batel would only apply to lach b'lach when there's a physical mixture and not to yavish b'yavish when each piece is by itself and we don't know which one is usher. That's why it's called a mixture. So the Brisker Rav, in the notes here, says that yavish b'yavish works because when mevar, each piece we say, this piece is from the raiv, and each piece we matter because this might be, that we assume this one is the mutter one and the isser is from the other ones. That is the lomdis of bittel of yavish miyavish. Mashenkin lach b'lach, you are eating the actual isser. You can't separate it. Lach b'lach is saying that the isser becomes bottle, the shame the isser becomes paka. So if that's true, that lach b'lach requires a bittel, requires to obliterate, nullify the actual shame the isser, as opposed to yavish b'yavish, which doesn't require any bittel. It's just that we assume that each piece that you eat, we assume that's the heter one, so we understand good. Min b'minei means it's not bottle, it doesn't become nullified, but if the bittel of yavish b'yavish has nothing to do with being bottle, becoming nullified, becoming ois aser, it's just like a din of aleich acharev. Of course, that would apply to min b'minei as well. The question might be the other way then. What's the tzad to say that min b'minei applies to yavish b'yavish? If yavish b'yavish works because you're going basarayv, so why would that apply to min b'minei? Like l'marshal teisha chanuyais, we have 9 stores selling kosher meat and 1 store selling treifa meat, and you find meat in the street, you go basarayv, it doesn't matter that all the stores are selling meat, and it's min b'minei, because it has nothing to do with the other treifa meat. We're assuming this meat is the kosher meat. So if that's how the taruvus of yavish b'yavish works, that each piece we assume is the kosher one, so why would you say that min b'minei le'bata would apply to yavish b'yavish? So in the previous shiur, we said, because the b'emesin is a little bit shver, if the aside of yavish b'yavish is that you're going basarayv, and that's how some want to learn the Rashba, like we spoke in the previous shiur, the Rashba holds, machlek is Rashba in the Rosh. The Rashba holds that by yavish b'yavish, you cannot eat all the pieces in one time. You can't eat all the pieces b'vas achas. That's a shita of Rashba in Teres Abayis. And many, the Rosh holds you are allowed to eat all the pieces at one time. And the Rosh svara is because it's batal. Batal means that it's not usr anymore. So it doesn't matter if you eat them all at one time. The isr is batal. Just like lach balach, you could certainly eat them all at one time. And what's the pshat in the Rajba that you can't eat at one time? So we spoke out in the previous year that a number of achreinim learned that it's not batal by yavish b'yavish. Since there's no actual physical mixture, it's not batal. The reason why it's mutter is because each one you eat, we say that that's the mutter one. And when you get to the last one, we say you already ate the other one, and there's also the mutter one. So therefore, it's mutter. But the question is, so where does bittel come in? Why does the Gemara call it bittel? That's not bittel. It's aleich acharev. So there's two possible mahalchim. Lefi this idea that the site of their ashba is of aleich acharev, either you could say, this is what we said over from Rav Aaron, the Mishnah of Aaron, Simon Zayin, and mentioned other Achoinim, the Chazinish, and others that said similar, Rav Shimon Shkop and Bava Metzia, that Be'emesin, it wouldn't be Shayach a Psak that you could eat each and every one of them, because each one that you eat will assume it's Mutter. If you're going to end up that there's going to be a Stira and you're going to Vada eat an Isser, it's not shaykh that the halacha is that I could eat each one because b'shasa, meaning each one, I could say that one's mut and the other's aser. You can't have a stir de kapsak that would allow you to eat a vada iser. You have to say, in order to say, bittul b'rayv v'yavish b'yavish, that nachdem, it starts from the concept that each one is mutter. But after we say that each one is mutter, that's what causes now for us to say that there's a din bittul b'rayv and you're allowed to eat each one, even though you're going to end up eating a vada yisr. So since you have to come on to a concept of bittul b'rayv in order to allow you to eat each one, although you, even if they're not b'vas achas, but you are going to the vada yisr, that concept of bittul b'rayv wouldn't work by min b'minei. Or you could say another pshat, and we'll mention this a little bit later in the shiur also, we'll discuss this a little bit more by Arichus, that the reason why you need bittul b'rayv is because for halach acharev, that wouldn't work, because it's kavua. Halach acharev, you only say by parish, and that's the next sugya, that it's kavua. And the reason why it's not kavua, like we're going to explain, is because of bittul b'rayv. Because you don't look at each one individually, we see it as a teruvus, and we see a concept of bittul b'rayv. But the bittul b'rayv doesn't work to mimate the chayfetz itself. For that, you need a physical mixture. The bittul b'rayv says that we don't look at the chayfetz itself in regard to the din kavua. So therefore, it's not kavua anymore. This is what the Emek Bracha says, mamish this lashim shem the briskerav that we spoke out. The bittul b'rayv is to say that it's not kavua. So since we need the constant of bittul b'reif to make it ice kavua, there also you could say there's two tzadim if min b'minay would affect bittul b'reif, even though the bittul b'reif is not actually nullifying the iser, but it's saying the iser is not kavua, would that work by min b'minay? But we had mentioned in the previous shiur that the mashmayis of the Rashba, and this is how the Taz and the Chavizdas and the Adihud and other Achrayim learn, the Gdele Apeskim learn, that the Rashba is not saying a deraisa dikadin that you can't eat it together. He's saying a derabanan dikadin. He's just explaining why, normally, by bittul of min b'minay, you need shishim. There's a halacha that you need shishim. You need 60 times the iser. So how come by yavish b'yavish you don't need shishim? So, like we said, the Rosh and the Ra'aseh, a simple answer, because that, the reason why you need Shishim is Xerim, because Mimbe She'enei Minai has a Chaymer, that Mimbe She'enei Minai doesn't become Batal unless it's Shishim because you can taste it. Whenever you can taste the Isser when you're eating the Heter, so then there's a problem that it's not Batal, and that's the Raisa. So even Mimbe Minai, which you can taste, because it tastes the same as the Heter, so you can't specifically taste the Isser, so it wouldn't have the problem, but there's a gzeira atu mimba she'ena mina, and therefore you need shishim. But by yavish b'yavish, it's not giving taste one to the other. There's no blias one to the other. Each piece is standing on its own, so there's no shash that you might come to be matter when you could taste it. So therefore, they weren't gzeira by yavish b'yavish. That's one teretz. But the Rashba doesn't like the teretz because he says that once they made a share of shishim, that would apply to yavish b'yavish as well. And therefore, he says the teretz that since when you're eating each piece, you're not doing you're not eating the iser b'teres vaday, so they weren't geizah shishim. They're only geizah shishim when you're definitely eating the iser. But when in each piece you're not definitely eating the iser, they weren't geizah shishim. So it's only a derabanan dikadin. So kumdais l'kuli alma, the yisayda bittul is that the iser becomes nullified. So vaita, what should be the chilik then between lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish? Why would you say min b'mina lay batal dafka by lach b'lach and not by yavish b'yavish? So I think the teretz is that din min b'mina lay batal is exeris akasiv. The Gemara in Menachos daf chaf beis, you learn that from a pasuk. And the Ran in the Darim in the sixth parak explains the svaris adavar that in order to say bittul b'roiv, you need that there should be a snagdus. You need that the two sides should be fighting with each other, and each one trying to get the shame of the teruvus to be, I'll shame this one, and memele you go bas teruv. Mashenke min b'minay, Rabbi Yehuda says they're not fighting with each other, they're both the same min, so it's not batul. And there are rabbanan hold that even though they're the same min, they're not physically different, but since the halacha is different, this is us, this is mutter, it's also enough of a fight, enough of a snagdus to have a din bittul. That's how the Ran explains the din of min b'minay. So you can hear a svara that since it's coming from the pasuk, and the pasuk's talking about by physical teruvus, the pasuk's talking about when you have the dama par and the dama sorah by the chatas of Yom Kippur, they're both blood, and the physically ma'uriv, so there it's not batal. Mashenkin, when the entire teruvus is, because we don't know which is which, see, by the physical teruvus is not negay to know which is which. We know that we have both here. There's two, it's one big teruvus, one big physical combination with both minim. Mashenkin by yavish b'yavish, where the entire teruvus is a conceptual teruvus, each piece is separate. We know which each piece is standing alone. We just don't know which is us or which is mutter. So there, it's less of a svara to use the svara of min b'minay, meaning that it's not a question of a physical teruvus. It's a question of a conceptual teruvus where you don't know which one is the issa, which one is the mutter. For that's called the teruvus. So you go b'asurayv even by min b'minay. And that's what I think the svara is, and the svara that not that way is to say that no, that any time it's min b'minay hayayis, you're going to have to lemaisa be mevatel the iser. You can't be mevatel a min, can't be mevatel minay. And now let's see the next sugya. After the Gemara explained why you don't say bittul b'reiv, because it's chashiv, either it's a davish of a minyan or it's balei chayim, the Gemara has another kasha. Why don't we say kol de parish meruba parish? The Gemara says v'nimshach v'nikrav chad minayim. Why don't you just take out one of them, the name of called the parish muba parish, and say called the parish muba parish, which there lechayr we're talking about a different din. We're not talking about a din of bittul b'roiv when we're nullifying the iser. There we're talking about a din of haloich acharoiv, where the roiv is going to be mevarer to us that this is the heter. So the Gemara says, Nimshech, if you take it out, Tavali Kavua, Lechol Kavua, Kamach Sal Machsa. Since they're Kavua now, they're all Kavua, and you're going to take it from the Kvius, so therefore that's a problem of Kavua. So the Gemara says, Elonich Beshinu Denaydi, and we're going to speak about why that's a little bit better. Nich Beshinu Denaydi, you should, Rashi says, Eloshin, you should hit them, force them to run away, and then they'll be parish. And the Gemara's answer is in the Maskana, Amar Rav Mishum Kavua. So the Din Kavua, the Gemara learns it out, it's in Ksuvah Daf Tezvav. We have the famous Brisa when you have 9 stores selling kosher meat and 1 store selling nevela. If someone bought from the store, so then even though 9 stores are selling kosher, 1 store is selling nevela, we say Kavua, call Kavua Kamach Sal Max, and he's not allowed to eat the meat. But if he finds the meat in the street, and he knows it came from one of these 10 stores, so then we say, call the parish, move a parish, and you go basarayv. And the Gemara learns that kavua from Exeris HaKasav, v'arav loy v'kamalav, then has to be that you were mechavin, and the Gemara explains, it's talking about where you have 9 Jews and 1 guy, and he killed one of them, and we don't know which one he killed, and we don't go basarayv, we say, call kavua kamach salmaksadami, and we're pater. Now, kavshutna, you learn like this. Now, there are really 2 dinim of raiv, like we discussed in previous shiurim. There's a din of bittul b'raiv, that's by a teruvis. And by a teruvis, a din of bittul b'raiv, kipshutai, and that's klar in the Rosh that way. And like we said, the Achrayim learned that way in the Rajba as well. Kipshutai, bittul b'raiv is not haloich acharaiv. It's not a bir, it's not that raiv's mevar which one it is. It's bittul. It's batul. The miyat becomes batul, just like by lach. Certainly, the miyat becomes batul. And in regard to Bittul B'Raiv, Kapshuta you would learn, there is no din of Kavua. If there'd be a problem of Kavua for Bittul B'Raiv, so even if it wouldn't be Chashiv, it wouldn't be a Baal Chai, it wouldn't be a Davashi B'Minyan, but if it's Kavua, it would make it Ice Bittul B'Raiv. So normally, you might say that Kavua was never said in regard to Bittul B'Raiv. Kavua was a din that was said in regard to Aloy Chachariv. When the Raiv is Mavar and what it is, it's not Mavatal the Isser and says that the Isser becomes Heter. But the Rav is Mavar, that it's not Isser, it's Heter. So there we have a din, that by Kavua, the Rav is not Mavar. Call Kavua, Kamach Sal Machsadami. So the Gemara's first question was a question of Bittul B'Rav, and that the answer was, it's a Davar Chashiv. And now the Gemara's question was, why don't we say, Haloich Acharav? But there the answer is Kavua. But the question is, why don't we make it Parish? And the answer is, we don't make it Parish, Xerah, that maybe you'll take from the Kavua. As I've only learned this sugya. Now, Taisus, over here, and in Kama other places, in other Daf Yubeis, in Psachim Daf Tesim Beis, and in other places, Chulun Daf Tzadik Hei, says that this Kavua is a Kavua Midirabonon. Midiraisa, in order for me to Kavua, has to be that the Isser is Nikr. Like by the stores, in the Makam Kvias, we know which is Asa, which is Mutter. Just we took from the Makam Kvias, and we don't know which one we took from, so that's a problem of Kavua, because the Suffolk was nailed in the Makam HaKviyas. That's what the Rishayim say. When you took from the Makam HaKviyas, the Suffolk was nailed in the Makam HaKviyas, that's called Kavua. Like Agamar also says, if you nimsha chavale Kavua, because even though now you brought it out of the Makam HaKviyas, but since you took it from the Makam HaKviyas, that's where the Suffolk's nailed, so it's called Kavua. But in our case, where you don't know, even in the Makam HaKviyas, which is Asa, which is Mutter, it's a din, the Kavua is not a Kavua Midiraisa, it's a Kavua Midirabana. So as you could learn, and I think the Shari Yesha learns that way, and could be some Achrayim learn that way, that this din also has nothing to do with Bittul B'Raiv. There's 2 things. There's Bittul B'Raiv, and the Bittul B'Raiv is not negayah the Inyan of Kavua. Kavua was not said by Bittul B'Raiv. And Bittul B'Raiv depends if it's Chashiv, it's not Batul. If it's not Chashiv, it is Batul, and there's no issue of Kavua and Parish by Bittul B'Raiv. And then it's a question of Aloich HaCharayiv. With there, you can't be Aloich HaCharayiv. You can't let Raiv be Mavar the Suffolk when it's Kavua. And there, you have a problem of Kavua. And Taisa says that the problem of Kavua is only a Derabanadik problem, because Midiraisa, it's not considered Kavua, unless B'makim HaKviyas, it's Nikon, which is Asa, which is Mutter. That's Exeris HaKasa of Kavua. You might learn this way. But the Rishayim, Taisus here, and Taisus in Chulin Dev Tzadikei, and the Rajban Naran in Chulin, and in the Rajba also in Tarir Sabayis, are Mavur not that way. And we have to be Mazbir a little bit more What's this din of kavua when it's not nicker, the makam akvias? Taisus here, the Ramaskal Elam Ravim Mishum Kavua. Taisus says that the Gemara sounds like it's deraisa. But Taisus brings the raya, it's not deraisa. So Taisus says it's not deraisa. And Taisus explains why is it not deraisa. Taisus says, because mideraisa, everything is about the brave. Mideraisa, we don't have a concept of davar chashiv not being about the brave. So mideraisa, everything will be about the brave. The whole din that there's a problem is midirabana. But then Taisus says, v'leishayich kol kavul b'davi yedua, k'gayin teisha chanuyas, teisha tziburim, teisha tzvaradim, teisha akum, she'hetav v'is Hashem yedua b'mkayma. So the Chayr, Taisus is giving two separate reasons why it's derabanan, and he makes it all like one reason. There's one teretz why it's derabanan, it's because midirais, it's batal b'rayv. The Chayr, that's not b'chlali yisayid in kavua. There's a din of bitul b'rayv, which kavu is not negated to bitul b'rayv. And then he says that the din kavua is only when it's nikabim kaimai. That sounds like another reason why it's not deraisa. Because stam, it's not, it's kustam, not because it's bitul b'rayv, because there's exeris the custom of kavua is only when it's nikabim kaimai. And it's not called kavua b'chlal. So that's not a vart of bitul b'rayv. That's a vart that since it's not kavua mideraisa, so Meli could go basarayv. But Taisus puts it together. Taisus Chul Nef Tzadikei is even more clear. Taisus says, he brings a din of kol kavua kamachsal machsa. And he says, if you say kol kavua kamachsal machsa, so what's the pshat chan betray batal? So Taisus says, because the iser is not nikavim kaimai. And he says, by a davar chashuv, even if it's ma'uriv, it's not batal, and we say kol kavua. Like the Gemara here says, kol kavua. And he says, the ikr tam is not because of kavua. The ikr tam is because bale chayim loy batli. Kamaydava shetarka limonis. So even though the Gemara says kavua, that's not the real reason. The real reason is because it's a dava chashiv and it's not batli. What's pshat in Taisus? L'chayim, it is the real reason. There's two things. There's one thing is it batli? That the answer is a dava chashiv, it's not batli. There's another question is, do we go basarayiv? And that the answer is, then it's kavua. What does it mean kavua is not the real tam? And it's more clear there in the Rashbam and in the Ran. The Rashbam chulan asks the kasha. If an isum or behet, do we say kavua? So how is it batal b'rayv? It's kavua, similar to a Taisus asks of tzadikei. And he says, we only say it's kavua by an isa chashuv, which is not batal. But any time an isur is batal, we don't say kavua. The ha batal hu. The Ran says it even more clear. The Ran is not lam gimel mebeis in the dafi arif. He asks the kasha, if you're going to say by teruvus kavua, how could you say bitul? Hazichtim. He says, any iser that's ma'uriv, and we don't know which is which, you're not going to say kavua, adarabba, beruba batul, the cave and shahum is batul, yevshaladai neka kavua. Abalachayim is choshev and loy batli, the cave and the loy batli, havalei kavua. So he says like this, he asks the kasha, how could it be batul, it's kavua? The Teretz says, no, it's not kavua because it's batal. What does it mean? And when it's chashiv and not batal, then, fakert, so mele it's not batal, and mele it's kavua. So you see from all the Rishaynim, from Taisus here, from Taisin Chul, Nef Tzadikei, from the Rashba, from the Ran, that the reason why it's not kavua is because it's batal. Is because it's batal. And by saying that it's not batal, that gufa makes it kavua. Charles had to understand that. I mean, if there's a problem that you don't say bitul b'rayv whenever it's kavua, so what do you mean it's not kavua because it's batal? If bitul b'rayv needs a t'nai that it shouldn't be kavua, so how could the reason why it's not kavua be because it's batal? And if bitul b'rayv works even though it's kavua, so after bitul b'rayv, you don't have to say it's not kavua. You could say, stam, it's batal b'rayv, so mele it's mutter min deraisa. There wouldn't be a say that if something which is not nikkur is not kavua. Like the Rishayim also put that in, that if it's not nikkur, it's not kavua. You wouldn't need such a say. Bitul b'rayv works even if it is kavua. Once it's batal b'rayv, so min deraisa it's mutter because of bitul b'rayv. Now min derabanan, you say, don't say bitul because of davar chashiv. So stam, it's kavua. Even though it's not nikkur. The fact that the Rishayim are saying that the reason why it's not kavua, is because it's batal. So what's Pasha Taich? And then Mishnah Achreinim on the first this way also, the Beis Neir in Simen Kav Yud in the beginning of his Kuntres Bedin Dina Kavua, the Plesi in Simen Kav Yud Sifkat Yud Beis, the Yad Yehuda in Simen Ayin Sifkat Yud Aleph, they all say klar that the Yisayda Davar is, and the reason why it's not Kavua is because it's batal. So Kumdei says, no real Yisayda Be'etzen that you need Nikud to be Kavua, just if it's not nikav, it's batal, and because of the bittal, it's not kavua. The shaila is, if it's batal, so what's in the negeya kavua? If it's batal, it's batal, so it's mutal, it's the bittal. So I think the pshat's like this. I already spoke about this in a previous shiur, we'll say the yisayd again. It's not the pshat, this is how you have to start off. It's not the pshat that there's two completely independent dinim. There's one din of bittal b'raif, and there's another din of aloich acharaif, that raif is mevair. And they're two completely independent dinim, no shachas to each other. That's not the vart. They're both the same din. But what is that din? The din is that the halacha does not require you to rechem with the miyut. The Torah does not require you to consider the miyut to be there. So that explains bittul b'raiv. The miyut is command alessa. I don't consider the miyut to be there. So memela, it doesn't ask for the teruvis. Well, I could eat the whole teruvis because to me it doesn't exist. And that's the pshat in Aloich Acharoiv. That the pshat is, there's 9 stores selling kosher meat and 1 store selling trefa meat. It's not the pshat because there's a 90% chance that's mevar the suffix. The 90% chance is a raya that it's kosher. Because that's not good enough raya. I mean, 51% chance is certainly not a good enough raya. Even 90% chance is not a good raya. You need 100%. Novas then. The halacha says, don't rechem with the miyut. The miyut's command alessa. I don't consider the miyut to be here. So mel, there are no trefa stores. If there are no trefa stores, because I don't even consider the trefa store to be in existence, so mel, it's vade kosher, because there's no trefa stores. And that's the aside of Raif. Raif says, don't rechem with the tzana miyut. It doesn't exist. Miyut command alessa. That's Rabbi Meir, it's chayish the miyut, the Gemara's lashon is miyut command the isadami. If the miyut exists, so we have to reckon with it. We have to be afraid. Maybe it's from the miyut. There's no bir. It's not the pshat. The law of probability says that it's kach v'kach. The law doesn't say that. It says it's probably that way. But it might not be that way. That's not good enough. You have to know for sure it's that way. How do you know for sure? Because you don't reckon with the miyut. What's the din of kavua? The din of kavua is, the xeris akasav is, if the miyut is kavua, you have to reckon with it. Because the miyut shries, I'm kavua, I'm here. You have to reckon with me. You can't ignore me if I'm kavua. So mela, you can't go bust the raiv. Now that would technically work both for bittul b'raiv and aloich acharaiv, because they're both the same din. They're both the same din as I'm not reckoning with the miyut. I don't consider the miyut to exist. If it's kavua, it exists. So I have to reckon with it. Kol kavua kamach sal mach sadami. I have to treat it as if it's a half. So I may lie reckon with it. Now, when it's not nicker, I don't consider the kvius to be a entity for itself that's shrying rechem with me because I'm kavua. Fakert. That's the halacha of bittul, that I look at the teruvis as a whole. And in the teruvis as a whole, there's a rav this way. And the mean is command alessed on me. So if you have a store, the store exists. It's here. And it's kavua. So even though it's a miyut, but it's kavua. Masha'in Kain, if you have a miyut, which is not nikur. So that's what the Rishonim are saying. That's not kavua. The din of bittul is to look at the teruvis b'chlalius and I reckon with the miyut. So I don't say kavua. But when it's a davar chashuv, when it's a davar shebeminyan. So that's the din. It's a din derabanan, like the Rishonim say. But that's the din that I don't consider it one big teruvis. It's too chashiv to just say, oh, it's one big teruvis, and then I look at the rave of the teruvis. It's chashiv, so I look at it individually. When I look at it individually, the reason why I'm reckoning with it is because of kavua. If it's not kavua, it's a stam. Any miyut I don't reckon with. Doesn't matter how chashiv. It's chashiv, so in mela, I don't look at it as a part of a teruvis. I look at it for zich, and in mela, it's kavua. That's what Taisus means in Chulin. The Gemara says kavua, but the main tam is because it's not chashiv. Because it's chashiv. Meaning, that's gufa why it's kavua. It doesn't start from being kavua. Be'etzim, it's a taruvitz. It's ein a nikr. Ein a nikr doesn't have a chashivas vazich that I have to see it as a kavua and I have to reckon with it even though it's a miyut. But it's because it's chashiv. But once it's chashiv, so then I'm going to look at it as kavua. The reason why ein a nikr is not kavua is because I don't look at it as an individual. I look at it as a taruvitz. That's the concept of bittul b'rayif. And in the teruvis, it's a miyut. And the mela, it's batal. The davar chashiv, the balchai, the davar shivminyan says, no, I have to look at it as individual. Once I have to look at it as individual, it's not batal. And the reason why I have to reckon with it is because it's kavua. That's how I understand the pshat and the rishayim. That's how I understand the sugya. And now let's see the sugya. The Gemara asks, like we said, let's take one of them and say, called the parish mu parish. And the Gemara says, if you take it, it's kavua. So the Gemara says, nechbeshinu denaydi. Let's force them to scatter. Now, the shaila is, why would that also be called kavua? So Taisa says, Eithanart, that it means that we don't watch it. We're not watching it. We're not seeing them scatter. We're forcing them to scatter without us seeing it. The Rajman of Edisar says in Nusach that you bring them to a crowded place where they won't stay there. And Mimela, they're going to scatter. But if you see them scatter, that's called kavua. He brings the Rayim from the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim says if there are 9 piles of matzah and 1 of chametz, if you see a mouse taken from one of them, you don't know which one he took from, that's kavua. If it was pirish, that means you didn't see it being taken, that's called parish. But if you see it being taken, even though you didn't take it, that's called kavua. See here also, in order for it to be called parish, it would have to be that you didn't see it happen. Now, that's a shtickel chiddush to me, that even though you saw them all together b'makom kvias, and you knew that they weren't going to stay there, but still, that's not called that you saw it go out of the makom kvias. In other words, if you see it go out of the makom kvias, so Taisus calls it the suffix neilid b'makom kvias. Since you saw the prisha, so that's called that the suffix is neilid b'makom kvias. Now, Shengen, if you didn't see the Prisha, even if you saw them in Makom HaKvias, and you had a Suffolk when they were in Makom HaKvias, but somehow, since you didn't see the Prisha, that Suffolk is like considered gone, it's considered a new Suffolk, which was not Nail B'Makom HaKvias. As read after Mizagim Lefi Taisis. Taisim Sachem Naftesim and Beis didn't learn that way. I'm not sure if in Svari didn't learn that way, that he held that thus alone that you already had the Suffolk in Makom HaKvias and nothing changed. Even if you didn't actually see the Prisha, that would be called Kavua. I'm not sure if he held that way. Or if he just held that it's a Deichik to learn Pshat in the Gemara that you didn't see the Prisha. Taisa says that even if you saw the Prisha, it wouldn't be considered Kavua. And he's machalik between the Gemara there, when you saw the Achbar and here, that when each thing is Kavua, is Nikribim Kaimai, so then it's called Kavua as long as you saw the Prisha. If the thing is not nikabim kaimai, so then the din kavua is dafka when it's still kavua, then it's called kavua. Mashenkein, once it's parush, so then even if you saw the prisha, it's not called kavua. I think the svar is like this, that when the is nikabim kaimai and you see the prisha, so the suffix still is on the thing that it was parish from. If you saw the prisha from the chanus, and the chanus bim kaime, you know it's chafe, you just didn't know which chanus you took it from. But you saw the prisha from the chanus, so like the achba taken from one of the piles, and you know which pile is which, you just don't know which pile the achba took from. So the suffix is still on that chanus, or on that pile, and that's kavua. It's a suffix, which store was taken from, which pile was taken from, and the store is in the pile is kavua. Now she'en kein, if that, it's not nikav bim kaime, so kolzman the pieces are kavua, so then the suffix is on a kavua. But if the piece itself is parish, so the pshat, it's no longer a suffix on a kavua anymore. It's now a suffix on a parish. It doesn't matter that you saw the prisha. It's not nikabim kaimai, so the suffix is not on the kavua. The suffix is on what's now parish. That's what I would think pshat and taisa is. Or maybe it just means that since the whole din of kavua shein nikah, like we were masbir, is the rabbanan will makel when you saw it, and the only were machmen when you took it. But it's a little bit shver, had the Gemara know that there should be such a chilek. See what I mean? Masbid alumnus, that the pshat is that if it's nikamim kaimai, so even after you took it out, or after you saw it being taken out of the kavua, the shayla is still on the kavua. Now, shayin kain, when it's not nikamim kaimai, when it left the kavua, the shayla is no longer on the kavua anymore, the shayla is on the parish. Now, there's a ran in Chulin, in the seventh parak, that flama gimel obeys in the dafi arif, that says, that really there's a chilik midaraisa. If you took it from the kavua, that blibes kavua. But if you saw it being parished in the kavua, that doesn't blibe kavua. And that you find in the Gemara in Pesachim, that when the achbar took it from the pile of nine piles of matzah, one pile of chametz, the achbar took it from the kavua, it blibes kavua. That's midarabanan, like the maskana of our sugya, that whenever the safek was nilan in the kvias, so even if it became parish, you have a gzera that you might take from kavua. So come day sevayla, we have three shitas. We have shitas tesis here that says that as long as you saw it leaving the kavua and becoming parish, it blibes kavua. And Agamar is talking about where you didn't see it. Bechalnech mashin of 90 means that you have them scatter at a time and a place where you're not going to see them scattering. We have the Teizim Sachem that makes a chilek when the kavua, each kavua is nikabim kaimai. So then when you see it leave the kavua, blimes kavua, mashayke, and here when in the makam akvias, it's not nikah what's what. So then if you take it from the makam kvias, it blimes kavua, but if you see it leave the makam kvias, it doesn't blime kavua. And then you have the ran that says that even when you see it leave the makam kavua, me'ikir, then it doesn't blime kavua. And that the Gemara says by the achbar, that when he takes it befenenu, it's a problem of kavua, is taka like the maskan of the Gemara here of gzeri shemikach mina kavua. It's also not mikra din. It's the same kasha you have on that Gemara, like the Gemara has over here, v'nech b'shinu the 90, with the same teretz, it's a gzeri mishum kavua. And the fourth shita is a teretz of Ayisla Rajba. He says, he doesn't say klar to answer this question, but he says it pretty klar. It's in Bayis Dal Shart Beis, and Daf Chavtesim Beis, and the Daf that we have, that it says, Alva Kishapir Shalei Befenenu Oishin Espazu Kulam Vafilu Befenenu Kvain Espatu Lakvias Umutter. That he makes a chilek, if it's Pirish Befenenu from the Kavua, that blibes Kavua. Mashayim, when the entire Kavua is Nespaz in the Chabashin of the 90, and you're separating the entire Kvias, so there is no Kvias left, even if that's Befenenu, that's Mutter. Because when an individual one leaves the kviyas, so the pshat is, that's called the suffix is nail b'makam ha-kviyas. Mashayim, when the entire kviyas gets scattered, that's not called the suffix nail b'makam kviyas, that's called that the kviyas is gone, it's this battle of the kviyas, and then you'd have the heter of called the parish muva parish. So there's only four shittas in the Rishayim, how to understand the Gemara's kashim, chashinu, the 90, why wouldn't that be called kavua? We have tesis here saying, because you didn't see them scattering. We have Teis in Pesachim saying that when you see it leaving the Kavua, it's called Kavua only when the Kavua is Nikam and Kaimai. We have the Ran and Chulin saying that when you see it leave the Kavua, it's not called Kavua. Only when you take it from the Kavua, it's Kavua. And that you find that it's also when you see it leading the Kavua, is Takal Samaskana Vagamar Shem Yikach Mena Kavua. And we have the Rajah that makes a chilik between if one leaves the Kvias and you see it leave the Kvias, that's called Kavua. But if the entire Kvias is in the Spazer, then even if you see it, that's not called kavua, that's not called the shayla is nailed by makam akvias, that's called the makam akvias is gone, and you say called the parish muva parish. Now, the Gemara's first teretz is, Amarav, gzeirishim yavo yud kanav asachas v'yikrivu, maybe 10 kanim will come together and bring it. And the Gemara says, Amli humra abanal arava elameata megisa asira. If you're going to say that that's asir, so you're going to say that because they all gathered together in one keli, it should be aser. In other words, it already became mutter al tzroiv, so there would not be an iser if they were makrivit together. So the Shita Mekabetzis here brings to Maram Rutenberg, and this is also the Rush in Chulin at the end of the seventh parak. And that machlokes Rush and Rashi that we mentioned several times already, that the Rush holds that once something becomes batel, you land eat them all bevasachas. And the Rashi holds no, only bezachazet. So the Rush brings Raif in this Gemara. The raya from this Gemara is that you see here clearly Megisa Asira. In other words, once it was mutter because of Raiv, even though now it all came together with Asachas, you don't have the heter of Raiv anymore, but still, the heter blibed. This is one of the Gemaras he brings as a raya that once it becomes mutter, it doesn't become asur again. So Shaul, what does the Rashba do? The Rashba holds that by bitl brevi can eat b'vasachas. How does it stem with this Gemara of Megisa Asira? So the emphasis is Agamar is not talking about bitl brevi. Agamar is talking about taloich acharev, called the parish meruba parish. There's a sefer Chemnitz Daniel that says that that alone is a teretz. That bitl b'raiv is considered that you still have the yisur. It's just mutter because of bitl b'raiv. So you still have the yisur here. So that's why b'vas achas will be yisur. It's only mutter b'zeh hazeh. Mashenken aloich acharev. Aloich acharev is a psak, that there is no yisur. So each one is chal a psak, that it's not yisur. Once it's chal a psak, and each one it's not yisur, even though now they all come together, b'shenayis kebaskin, and they won't become yisur again. And he brings a raya from Dava Sheish Lamatirim. You find the guy be bitl brave is a din of Dava Sheish Lamatirim is not bottle. Why? Rashi says, because why should he be saimacham bitl? You could eat it. You could wait till it becomes mutter anyway, and then you could eat it beheter. But on kol the parish, move a parish, you don't have such a din. If let's say let's say there was, 9 stores that were selling, yashan wheat. And one store that was selling chadash wheat, and you find bread, and you don't know if it's yashan or chadash. So you don't say you have to wait till after the omer is matir. Let's say it's not chametz. You find wheat flour, pashal pesach flour. So you don't say you have to wait till after the omer, and then it will become mutter because hashet techlenu beisat techlenu bat. No, we say a psak. It's mutter. We consider it yashan. Period. So there's a chiluk. By bittul you say that it's still asr, it's just as a heter of bittul, so that would, you'd have an isr b'vasachas. Mashenkein, when you have called a parish, move a parish, so that's the heter, that's not that the isr is here b'chol, it's a psak, it's mamish mutter. So mela, in that case, the rashi will be meida. That's what it says in the Sefer Chemnitz Daniel. But it's a little bit schwer, because if it comes mikayach the psak, that we know that this is mutter, but now we know we have the isr here. So how could you do b'vasachas? It's takashver. Even on the Rosh Hashver, bishleim a bittul. Bittul is a heter of bittul. The issa becomes nullified. The issa becomes paka. There's a heter even vasachas. But here we're not dealing with bittul. We're dealing with called a parish, muba parish. How could that be still mutter when it goes back into the megisa? When now you have a vada issa here. So the Keren Ayra and Reb Chaim Eizer also in, Kenar is Eifanart, Reb Chaim Eizer and Sechelik Beis, Simon Yud Beis, and he brings also the Makar Mayim Chaim and Yeridea says the same teretz. But ever since the Rosh says the Chiddush, that when you do Nechbashinu v'naidinu, you're not allowed to eat the last two. Now, let's say you had 100 behemoths, and you did Nechbashinu v'naidinu. So you could eat 98 of the behemoths, because called the parish Mu parish, is only one Isser. But once you're down to the last two, you don't have a rave anymore. So the last two are going to remain Osser. So that's a contrast to bittul b'raiv. By bittul b'raiv, everything's mutter. By kol de parish mu parish, it'll only be mutter until you get to the last two, but then you don't have a kol de parish mu parish anymore. Now, the gzeir of shem yavo yud kanim v'asachas, Rashi explains, it's not the pshat that they'll have all the behemoths. Yud kanim v'asachas, Rashi says, you'll have roiv of the behemoths. So now, since you have roiv of the behemoths that you're doing b'vasachas, so Isur Berube Issa. You don't have a rave to matter all of them. You have a rave only on the individual ones. So that's why the Gemara thought it would be Yasser. And the Gemara's teretz is Megisa Asir, meaning that since you have a psak rave on each one individually, so that will retain the psak rave, even though now, if you're dining with all of them together, you don't have a psak rave anymore. But Zakta Karinaya and the Chaim Eizer and the Makar Mayim Chaim, but here's the chilek. By Bittul B'Rave, the Rashba asks us to eat all of them together, because then you're vadeh having an isser. Mashenkin, but call the parish, move parish anyway, he says, and this is true in the Rosh also. You're not being makrif all of them together. You can't be makrif the last two. The last two, there is no din of call the parish, move parish. The Gemara's kash and the cheshpinim v'naididun is to mat everything except for the last two. So you're not being matter all of them together anyway. You're being matter roiv of them. Everything except for the last two. Oh, so you don't have a vadeh isser. The Rashba was machmir when you have a vadeh isser. But if you don't have a vada yisra, the Rashba is also mekel. So he says like this, a little bit kash on the Rosh. What's the Rosh's right to bittul b'raiv? Here we're dealing with called the parish, move parish, and al karcha, we're not being matter everything together. We're just being matter everything except for the last two. We're being matter rave of them. So he says the Rosh's ikar raya l'chayr is the concept. That even though now when you're dining on all of them together, there's no rive. But since each one individually had a heter of rive, so that heter stays. So who would then by bitl be rive? Vashegin, the Raj is mechalik, that heter would stay, calls man, you don't know for sure you're doing a vanda yisr. But when you know for sure you're doing a vanda yisr, you don't have a heter. Not of called the parish for sure, and not even of bitl be rive, that's the Raj b'shita. So begitzer, the Rosh, and the Shita Mekavetzis here also brings it down, brings a raya from a Gisa Asira that once you have bit the bread, you can eat them all bavas achas. And the Achrayim, the Kerner, the Mechaim Eiz, the Mechaim Eiz, the answer that the Rashba holds that to eat them all bavas achas by bit the bread, that you can't do, because you need that there shouldn't be a Vada Issu here. Like we said, according to most Peskim, it's Minar Abanan. But here we're not talking about the all bavas achas, because anyway, we're dealing with Kol the Parish Meruba Parish, which is not going to be mad to everything, because when you get to the last two, you don't have a kol de parish on the last two. The last two will remain usur. So elamai, it means, like Rashi says, that you're going to do raiv. So since you don't have a vada isur, so then the Rashi was masking that once it became a heter of raiv, and there's no vada isur, you could, the heter of raiv will remain, even though if you're done on all of them together, there's no raiv anymore. So the Gemara goes vaita. That Shema Yavo Yud Kahanim Vasachas V'Yichu. That maybe 10 Kahanim would come and take the behemoths one after the other. So then there would never be a din of Kol the Parish Mu Parish because they took them all B'Vasachas. And that the Gemara says, V'Vasachas Mi'efshir, that can't be the answer because it's impossible for all the Kahanim to take them all B'Vasachas. But the Gemara is Mavur, that if all the Kahanim took them B'Vasachas, then with Taka B'Asr, you wouldn't say Kol the Parish Mu Parish. So the Biskarov in the notes asks, he doesn't understand why. What does that have to do with taking it? L'chari, it should be chala heter of kol the parish as soon as n'chmashinu v'naydinu. As soon as they left the makan kvias, so it should be chala heter of kol the parish. What's the difference if they take them b'vasachas, or they take them b'zachazed? They're taking it chafs the heter. L'chari, it already was mutta when it was parish. It sounds from the Gemara that it's not chala heter of kol the parish or parish until the kain takes it. So it may lift 10 kainim and take it b'vasachas. So it can't be chal on any of the behemoths called the parish mu parish, because you have the 10 kanim coming b'vasachas, so you have to dan all the behemoths of vasachas, and there's no raiv. But that's fact of iskirav. Why? Why is it only chal when you take it? Why wouldn't the heter be chal as soon as it became parish? So there's a krach al hashas in Yuma Daf Pei Dalet that explains like this. He says the yisayin is, the kavua over here is, because we have 10 behemoths b'fanenu. We don't know which one is a shor nisko. So male, that's why it's called kavua. When they're 90, so the behemoths aren't b'fanenu. So male, that's batal the kvias. But it's not the pshat that they perish. It's not chal on them, it didn't perish. We still don't know which of the behemoths is us or which is mutter. But if you take one of the behemoths, now it's not called you took it from the kvias because the other behemoths aren't b'fanenu. So I took one of the behemoths. So Mela, I say, call the parish Muba parish. Mashen Kane, if all the behemoths were taken at one time, so that's a kvias. That's just reinstating the former kvias. The din of called the parish is when you're dining on one behemoth and the other behemoths aren't around. So on that behemoth, you say, call the parish Muba parish. So that's why when you have all the behemoths around together, you have to dine on all of them together. And Mela, you say that it's kavua. Hashem Kane, when you don't have all the behemoths around, you just have one. So the pshat is on that one behemoth, you say, called the parish. But if you scattered the behemoths, and then you re-caught them all at one time, so then again, you're dining, you have to dine on all the behemoths. When you're dining on all the behemoths, so there's a din of kavua. That when it's scattered, it didn't become ice kavua be'etzim. It became ice kavua because I can't dine on a behemoth which is not lefanenu. As if a shteich, the pshat, in the Grach HaLashas, he says it bekitzer. But the pshat is that a behemoth that runs away, it doesn't become parish be'etzim. It becomes parish because I only have to dine on the behemoth that's here. I don't have to dine on a behemoth which I don't have. So if all the behemoths are scattered and I catch one, so that's the only behemoth I have. On that behemoth, it's chal, then I've called the parish muba parish. Now, Shankain, if I catch rave of the behemoths at one time, so that's called the return to the kvias. Now the Gemara answers, Alam Rava Mishum Kavua, which the Chaya means gzera that you might take from the Kavua. So there's a Shail in the Rishayin, and we spoke about this in the previous year, on the Afayin Aleph, Taisus there asks, why are we geizer here? Maybe you'll take from the kavua. Then by the regular case, by the teisha chanuyas, that you find meat in the street, you go bust the raif, you say, call the parish rule parish, why aren't you geizer shem yigach min the kavua? So Rabbeinu Tam holds that shem yigach min the kavua is only a chumra here by kachim. By kachim, a geizer shem yigach min the kavua. But by chulim, we're not geizer. That's where Rabbeinu Tam said, alachal ameisa, if you have a flock of sheep, and a wolf came, and attacked some of the sheep, and the raya saved the sheep, and doesn't know which sheep were attacked and which sheep were not, so you could be nechbashinu v'naydinu, and say, call the parish, move a parish, let all the sheep scattered, and then gather up the sheep one by one, and we'll say, call the parish, move a parish, there's no gzeir shim kavua, that's only by kachim. But Taisus there argues, and Taisus holds, that when the kavua is nikabim kaimai, so we're not geizah shem yigach min kavua. How can it be yigach min kavua? He'll deliberately go to a treifah store and buy it. There's no such shash. And when it's not nikum kaimai, and you're being matrim to make them all scatter, and then they'll all be mutter, it's called the parish, move a parish. So we'll think, what's the difference if they all scatter? Or if I just take it straight from where it is? He won't understand this chilik, that where it is kavua, and when you scatter it's parish. That's why they didn't allow parish. So according to Taisus, the nafkamina is that when you have a kavua which in the makam akvias it's nikr, you don't have a chash shem yikach min a kavua because it's nikr. So no one will take min a kavua. Mashen came whenever you have a taruvis where the kavias is not, it's not nikr bim kaime in the makam akvias, so there you wouldn't say called the parish ruba parish because gzeir shem yikach min a kavua. That's Taisa Shita. Now the Rashba, Taris Abayis, in Beis Dalet Shar Beis, he says, Lefizet, you would have what might be a common scenario. Let's say someone bought meat from a butcher store. Or the Shlachtais sent meat from the Shlachtais to the butcher store. The butcher stores bought meat from the Shlachtais. And after they bought the meat, it was found out that one of the bamers was a trefer. They looked at, they checked the lung. One of the bamers was a trefer got mixed in. So all the meat in the Shlachtais, or in the butcher store, where the Shiloh was found, that lechair, it's all usher. Because let's say it's a chaticha ruilaska, but it's not batel. But the meat that already went out, so that, you might say, call the parish muba parish, but tain at the rajma coin to the re, you wouldn't, because you don't have the issa nikamim kaimai. So you have exer shimikach mina kavua. So even the meat that was parish would be usher. And the rajma's no. The Rashba holds that it's dafka in this case where you engineered that it should be parish. Then you have gzeir shemikach min kavua. But if it came parish by itself, then you don't say shemikach min kavua. So kumdeis already we have three shittas. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't pask in shemikach min kavua. He says it's only by kachim. We have the read that says that any time the kavua is not nikum kaim, you have gzeir shemikach min kavua. And the Rashba says no. It's not when the kavua is at nikum kaimai. It's because you engineered it. Nechbashinu v'naydinu. You created the matziv of parish. Then you have exer shemikach min kavua. But if it became parish by itself, there is no shemikach min kavua. Now the Tur, and Simon Kavyud, and it comes from the Chuvah Sarash, he says, not like the Rashba in the Ri. He says there's a big chilek. The Ri that was machmir, and said any time the kavua is not nikabim kaimai, you can't say called the parish ruba parish gzeir shemikach min kavua, is nafka when the suffolk was already nailin when it was makam akvias. So in the case of the butcher store, it depends. If the kaina bought the meat before they found the trefa, so then there is maskim called the parish ruba parish. The whole gzeir starts when already you found the trefa. So everything in the butcher store is aser. You have to throw it all out. And accidentally you didn't throw it out. Someone bought it. Or it was parish. If someone bought it, that means you took it from the kavua. But it was parish somehow, by itself. So you have exer, shemikach min kavua. But anything that was parish before the suffolk was nylon, that you don't say shemikach min kavua. So kum dais, and this comes in the Chuvah Sarash, so kum dais lefin zeh, the machlekes yu in Rashba is not in such a great machlekes. The Rashba is any time you didn't engineer the parish, any time you didn't deliberately create the parish, there's no ksha shemikach min kavua. So the shayla of shemikach min kavua is only in the case of nechbashinu v'naydinu, when you made the matzav parish, that you can't do shemikach min kavua. And the reals, no. Whenever it's ein nikum kaimai, every parish is exer mishum kavua. But dafka, when the suffolk was already nailed, when it was kavua. If it was parish before the suffix was nailed, then you don't say the gzera. So it comes out in afkamino halacha. Let's say there was a taruvis, we had a chticharu l'skabit or a davish of a minyan u'kadayma, and then it somehow became parish by itself. So there the Rashba holds its mutter, and the Ri holds its asr. But in the normal case, where you bought the meat before you knew about the suffix, there, everyone holds its mutter. So in Simen Kuf Yud, the Mechaber paskens like the Rashba, that any time you didn't create the parish, it's mutter, it's called a parish, mu parish, and the Achreinim bring the Ri, that any time the Kavua is not Nikabim Kaimai, it's asr if it's parish, if Shem Nikam a Kavua, and they bring it with the Shita Sarash, but it's dafka when the parish became parish after you knew about the suffix. Whatever was parish before you knew about the suffix, the maida that there's no shemigach min kavua b'chay gavna. Now the Rama makes another chilik, because his demes in a big steer, it's a steer in the rush, it's a steer in the tur, because legabe jusa, the tur passes like Rebbeinu Tam, that you could be nechbashinu v'naydinu, the case where the wolf came and started up with some of the sheep, and then you didn't know which sheep became treif. He says, "Nepashinu v'naydinu," like Rebbeinu Tam. And here, that's in Siman Nun Zayin. And in Siman Kuf Yud, the Torah says, like the Rashba. And when you engineer it, when you create the matzav of parish, you have a pshayl of Shem Mikach min HaKavua. So the Dakya Meisha brings the Torah from Shver Reb Shachna, that when you disperse the entire thing, and there's nothing left in the Kavua, then you don't say Shem Mikach min HaKavua. Mashenkein, if you cause some of it to be parish, and some of it remains in the Makom Kriyas, then you have Gzeira Shemikach Min HaKavua. And the Achreinim are all bothered, because Agamaris Kasha V'chamashinim V'naydinu would mean disperse the entire thing. And on that the Gemara says Shemikach Min HaKavua. So how could you say when you disperse the entire thing it's mutter? So the Taz and the Kudus HaKasif, they say a teretz, that ain't a chinami. Agamar is only Gzeira by Kachim. But there's also a gzera shemikach min hakavua if you don't disperse the entire thing. The shaila is what the makar for it is. Achreinam amarech about it at the end of Siman Kuf Yud v'en kamakam larech.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maror HaKleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.